Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. We're pretty much split amongst the listeners and the texters
on what
I should do about the griddle.
What?
It's not split at all.
There's
John.
Not one person on your side.
Here, we got two.
Right.
50-50 right here.
It's
okay.
Not 50-50. You got to read it. It said
okay,
not.
John, did it ever dawn on you that maybe Jim was taking advantage of you by not letting you know what you had before you accepted the gift? Yes.
You knew it was.
That's true.
No, I didn't. Your car, you're driving.
I had no idea what it was, Jim. It was dark. I thought it was a
28-inch Blackstone.
I thought it was a grill.
Okay. Well, so did I.
Got another text. John, you got to give it back or give the shelter some cash.
Like
Donna.
$600 in cash.
Yeah,
no, I was not from Donna. She's not listening. She's in.
Oh, McLeod.
How you doing?
Good to see you. Does everybody just call you Mac?
Yeah, that's kind of the McAdoo. Go-to. Yeah. We'll go with that.
All right. McLeod Hageman. NBC 26 Neighborhood Focus. Good to have you back here.
Yeah, good to be here. I've had a little break, went to Montana for a family wedding last week, so I'm back, relaxed, and ready to rock. So,
how do you fly into Montana? Just one of the big ones and then drive a long way?
Oh, kind of. Yeah, that's kind of the go-to. You can do like Bozeman, Billings, Missoula, but I mean, it's a drive from anywhere
that's
you go.
That's what I mean, so. I had somebody that worked in Glendive. You ever heard of
Glendive? Oh, yeah. I'm from that neck of the woods,
are
too.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're in TV, because we're talking about who started at a smaller place. And I didn't think there was anything smaller than Twin Falls, Idaho.
Oh,
but
Glendive,
Montana was one that was smaller.
Yeah, it's like Market 216. I've actually worked out of that newsroom a couple of times for stories that I had to work out of
in
Glendive. And I mean, it's one of those that you do everything there.
No kidding.
It's crazy.
Wow.
That state has got to be the least
populated,
yeah,
per square mile. I mean, right? I mean, that is just.
Oh yeah,
you guys got a great name for that state. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
I know you grew up there and went to school. That Big Sky, but it's just. As I was saying earlier, you walk out the airport, it's like, wow, nothing here.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of sky and a whole lot of driving. I mean, you can drive like, oh my gosh, probably 12 hours and not leave the state. That's pretty standard.
Do you have speed limits out there?
So when I got my driver's license, the speed limit was reasonable and prudent. Now it's like 85 miles an hour. So you can pretty much get away with doing what have you there. But yeah.
And then if you're going 95, but mm-hmm. it's just $10 a mile over, right?
I think for daytime speeding tickets,
okay.
But nighttime
it's
never.
Because that's almost kind of worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you get away with it there. It's crazy.
It's not always about the money, Jim.
Well, yeah, that's true. Of course, you're going to drive the limit because speed
kind
kills.
Kind of is.
Speed
kind
kills.
Kind of is. Yeah, you would
oh,
love it over there. Would you say 12 hours? You'd do it 9.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love good cars and good roads.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Yeah, the roads are really good there, too.
They are.
Yeah, they're great.
They are.
Yeah,
so,
you could be driving down the interstate, and there on the side of the hill is this little cabin, and you're thinking, oh, I could just go there. Just get away from everybody, right?
That is a little bit off the grid in some of those places, and people
absolutely.
Long for that.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah. Is that your young kid, but are you going to get back there? Or?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, I started working in news there, and I probably worked in news for about 5 years. So typically when you're in journalism, the idea is to go to a smaller market and then, you know, come back home, but I kind of did the reverse way. So
you could be like the man, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Run for office, become the mayor.
Is Yellowstone set in Montana or Wyoming?
So Yellowstone National Park is
a TV show.
Okay. So that's I think part of it was filmed in like Salt Lake City area, and then part of it was also in the Bozeman, Montana area.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
So it's kind of a mixed bag.
Do you get back often? Excuse me.
I try to go a couple times a year.
Which is nice, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever drive home?
Oh, my gosh. I haven't done that yet. Okay. I've looked at it like on MapQuest. It's like 12-some hours, which I like driving. I'm okay with it. But that long in the car is just a little too long for me. I think anything over like 8-9 hours is too much.
It kind of gets to that point where it's like, oh, why am I doing this?
It can be painful.
Yeah,
I'm with that 8-9 because my I have kids in Nashville. And that, you know, you get to Louisville, it's like, you know, uh-huh. that last 2 hours, that's long.
Yeah.
Or hour and a
you
half.
Feel it.
You
yeah,
feel
for
it.
Sure.
And so I just, but now with Allegiant, I haven't driven years.
Nice.
So what have you been working on these days, McLeod?
Working on, let's see, yesterday I got back and spoke with the Green Bay Metro Fire Department. They were able to give us some information about the Aldo Leopold Community School fire that happened back in June. I thought it was kind of interesting there. They said their, I guess, cause of the fire is undetermined. So they had some ideas of what may have led to it. They said, well, the evidence was either burned up or affected by the firefighting process. So they weren't able to come to a decision there.
I gotta be honest with something, though.
People don't like that.
Yeah, but exactly.
I'm still amazed anytime they can tell what started a fire. I mean, you got this thing. It's 8,000 degrees. You had firefighters knocking it down with axes. You got all this water. You get all this stuff. And it's like, well, the fire commissioner.
Right. The origin was here. Oh, yeah, those inspectors. Like, but, you know, I mean, if it was arson, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I mean,
really?
Because they kind of drill down through
I've
fuel.
Never been caught.
Yeah, I think they can tell like an accelerant or something like that. But yeah, I think in this sort of scenario, which I don't understand how that's going to work with insurance in their matter too, because if it's undetermined, then what's to say something like that's not going to happen again? I just remember the Aspiro bus fires from last year as well.
Yeah.
And that was undetermined. I think they had issues with their insurance too.
And then Preble had a fire, but sometimes if there's construction going on.
Well, I remember Preble though. I mean, it was from paint was rags or something.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? I remember that.
That'll do it.
So I remember thinking about that.
That was
crap.
Expensive.
I leave paint rags laying around. Right. This is legit. This can happen.
Yeah. That was expensive.
Yeah, I bet.
They all are, right?
Absolutely.
They all are. But okay, so cool. What else? What's going on in our community that you're
Oh my
on
gosh.
Top of?
I know that whooping cough cases have been.
I might have that.
Oh gosh, get away.
Get
I
away.
Might cut.
Thanks for
How
telling
long
us
I
now.
Have this cough?
But whooping cough is very, you would know.
I had it when I was a kid.
But the cough is.
I had it when I was a kid.
That's a very deep.
I was in the third grade and I had the whooping cough.
Oh yikes!
True story.
That's what gave you your sultry TV voice.
Maybe.
It wasn't the whatever. Do you?
Because the only thing I can do all day long, waited for my brother to come home from the gas station because he'd bring home the Coke caps. Because you used to have those big things. They'd collect the Coke caps and they'd have Packer players on them and you'd glue them to that big sheet. Mm-hmm. Then they'd bring them back to the Coke distributor to get stuff. So I had this. I had the whooping cough bad.
That's not like
I missed
measles
school for 3 weeks. No, I had it for 3 weeks. Okay. And I was so excited. I finally got it put together. I needed like a Bart Starr and a Ray Nitschke. And sure enough, I got him.
There you go.
I got him. And my brother yes. It's like all this suffering I've been dealing with is going to pay off. That was keeping me alive in a certain way.
Yikes.
And finally, it's like my brother leaves. And it's like I sit by the window. waiting for him to come back with my collections of NFL pennants and NFL miniature helmets and the whole thing in the display case. I'm waiting for that. And I see him, and he gets out of his truck, and it's like he doesn't have anything in his hands. He forgot it in the car. They're going to send it to me. And he comes in and goes, sorry. I go, what? He goes, they're out of them.
Oh, man. Heartbreak right there.
I say I get anything. Is yeah, I got a gift certificate for free Coke.
Oh, dude, really?
So
you should have kept the collection.
I wish I had.
Because that would be really worth cool.
Something. That's why he doesn't want to give up the griddle now.
Exactly.
He's afraid it could be worth something.
But now you know the heartbreaking stories of my life.
Yeah, that's why you're like you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you.
Yeah,
that.
But it is not. I had the whooping cough. It is not good.
Yeah, I know this year in comparison to previous years, I think it's up like, I don't know if it's 300 or 400%. But
I still have to get a shot of penicillin every day.
Ooh.
In the butt every day from Dr. Mudge.
Thanks for that imagery. I like
that.
Wow. That's a great doctor's name, by the way.
Dr. Mudge.
Dr. Mudge.
I don't know. I'd look around.
Okay. That's the only one we have.
Right.
What else you got going on, McAdoo?
Oh, my gosh. I haven't even looked at our day book. I kind of took a break from everything
well,
that
when
was
you
news
get away
related,
from it, I will say that. When
it's
you go to,
nice.
When
it's
you're
so nice.
In that bit, Todd, I'm sure when you go on vacation, you're not sitting at a computer listening to other radio stations and things like that.
No.
No, Jim would be the one guy, though, who would travel, and he would, like, look up what the mayor's doing.
Stop by.
Let me check out your
thing. Call me every hour on the hour.
How much? Let me ask you this. How long your parking meters go? How many hours? 6 hours. That's unbelievable. That's fantastic.
You got great roads.
Okay, can I be honest with you? There's only one negative. I'm not. Your sidewalks are kind of narrow. I'd like wide sidewalks. Next time I come back, I'd like to see wider sidewalks.
Yes. When we travel, we always look, if they can do it, we can do it better type thing, you know? Yeah, and I mean, it's got to be within reason. One guy wanted us to build a space needle here. It's like, well, we're not going to do that. But
great idea.
I think what he was just more attractions downtown is what he was saying.
Got it.
But I did a lot of that. I just loved researching because every community is so cool. They all have something. Like you're even in your city in Montana, even though it's smaller than Green Bay, I bet they had some very unique things that, man, could we get that back in Green Bay?
Absolutely. So, is there anything that kind of stuck out to you of any communities that you visited?
Well, there's, you know what I really liked was Charlotte. Charlotte, you talk about someone who redid their downtown, right? Uh-huh. And then put in high-speed rail and built, you know, some beautiful...
built a stadium right there.
Well, they built the stadium, but then they built the housing around there too, right? And for Charlotte, they had a lot of green, which I thought was really cool. And there's a lot of data to support that trees reduce crime, noise. There's just, and I don't think people look at that. And it's so just much cheaper just to put a concrete. You know, San Francisco kind of went away a little bit from, they had a lot of green, now it's a lot of concrete out there. But, you know, there's just, as you know, my kids would say to me, I've said this before, but they, you know, Dad, because we traveled quite a bit. It was like, you know, what's the best city? I'm like, you know what, honey? Every city is. Just ask the mayor.
Okay.
Because everybody's got something really, really cool.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, though. I've been in San Francisco, walked all around the whole. I wouldn't do that today.
No.
A little different there.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never been.
That football player that got shot in the chest.
Oh, yeah.
And that was in Union Square.
That's the most popular. Like, he was there buying luggage.
Yeah. Right.
He was going to go to buy some luggage for the road trip, and a kid walks up to him and shoots him in the chest.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't give him his watch or something. Yeah.
Yikes.
That is one city I would not. Well, I would rather walk around in Flint than.
The mayor of San Francisco is on the line for you guys, just so you know.
Their mayor was, Newsom was the mayor of San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So, did not know that.
Yeah, he's elected the same year I was.
So
I kind of knew him a little bit. I won't talk about you, but I just think they're really working on their homeless. You know, that whole Supreme Court thing, and these encampments are not allowed. And he's, for a guy that was that liberal saying, well, it's them, and now it's like, you know, guys are, send the cops out there to clean it up. So you cover the homeless in our community. Is that something you lean into, or fentanyl, or any of the social issues that are facing us?
Not necessarily. I would say of all the communities that I've lived in, I mean, I've been across the United States. Green Bay seems pretty low on crime for the most part. That was something that I, you know, it was adjustment coming from Champaign, Illinois. It was just different. So
is it high in Champaign?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's where the university is, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Champaign-Urbana.
You know, you hate to say it, but their crime kind of follows colleges sometimes because they do, you know what I mean? Yeah, another great song,
Urban.
Yeah. Listen to this.
It's country music. It's country day.
Patsy Cline.
Did you hear that?
Like
yes,
Patsy Cline is the best.
Yeah. Oh, I know Patsy Cline.
Yeah, like young guy like you. That's
I got to pick some of the bars in Montana. Play a little Patsy Cline.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, are you kidding me?
You can just see the people walking in. Not a lot of people in there.
Absolutely. Quick break. We're back with Mac Hageman, NBC 26. Back after this.
Well, that's just my way. Of saying I love him. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking.
Hey, welcome back. My name is the mayor here along with Mac Hageman, NBC 26. You've worked in a lot of places.
Man.
Yeah, I've kind of been taking a scenic route to, you know, working in news. So
Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah.
You were down in Little Rock.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Good
Champaign,
city.
Illinois.
Yeah. Champaign,
yeah. Yeah, a lot of Midwestern places. So Midwest has treated me well.
What
so
got
I can't
you
complain.
Here?
Honestly, just the area of Green Bay. The job came available, and then I started inquiring about Wisconsin, and I was like, I'm going to check this out.
So we got that lady that wrote a book, 100 Things to Do in Green Bay. If you had somebody come visit you from Montana, what would be some of the, other than the Packers, other than Lambeau Field?
Oh, my gosh.
Lambeau Field and tailgating were her, obviously, one and two.
Okay, so, it's got to be like Neshota Beach. I mean, that's just period. And then just going to Door County, period. And then anything downtown Green Bay.
That's great.
Okay, we were cutting it off 20 miles. I think Neshota Beach is one of the coolest things in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and it's clean, and it's nice, and everyone's always having a good time. Yeah. I love it. It's one of my favorite spots.
Man, that's Seal Beach. That's just really, that's like ocean looking at.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Although I had a weird thing happen to me. I just wonder if you've ever seen this happen, okay? So a guy comes there with his kids.
Okay.
And a shovel. And he puts up his nice tent. It's a Michigan tent. It turns out the guy's from my hometown. But anyway,
okay.
Puts up a tent, takes out a big shovel, and digs like a 4-foot deep hole.
Uh-huh.
Then he takes two buckets, and he fills them up like 20 times and
with water.
Throws them in the hole. And then his three little kids go and they play in the hole.
Uh-huh.
The water is 6 feet away from them.
Yeah.
Do you find that strange?
A little bit. Okay. So I've seen that happen, actually, and I'm like, oh, they're just building sandcastles and getting creative. Yeah, no. But, like, I'd rather just go in the water.
He built a pit.
But he built his own pool, and he was afraid his kid would get caught in the tide.
Does that mean you're being kind of lazy? Kind of like, okay, stand up there in the water with your kid. And
probably just being cautious. I mean,
well, he built that pit for them, their own, pool, so he could go and...
I know. That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Take your kid in the water. You got
to
watch him.
That's what I thought. No, I agree. That was kind of a weird thing to do. All right. Just throwing that out there.
No, I have. I've totally seen that. And I'm like, what's going on here? Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, they're building the sandcastle or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Yeah.
Hey, Door County, what? You got a favorite up there?
I feel it's all great. It's hilarious because all the new reporters come in, and a lot of the people who I work with aren't from the Green Bay area. And I feel like everyone who comes to Green Bay, they're like, oh my gosh, there's this restaurant in Door County where there's goats on the roof. So I feel like everyone has to do the Al Johnson's experience at least once. And I mean, I love like Sister Bay from that area. It's just beautiful.
But that's really grown. I mean, really, really grown. But Bay is awesome. Yeah, it's so much beautiful going on there. Nightlife there is great. So,
what about downtown Green Bay you mentioned?
Downtown Green Bay, I would say Hagemeister Park. That's kind of the go-to just because, I mean, you go to the Creamery. Food's delicious there. I just love the downtown Green Bay area just because people are so friendly. And I've said this to you guys before. When I first moved here, I was almost suspicious why people were so friendly. Just people coming up to you and talking to you. I was just like, okay, what's your angle? What's going on here? But that's... just how people are. Yeah. It's great.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to ask you for money after. Well, some people will, but most people are like you said, very
just, yeah. People just want to have a good time.
Right? Can I tell you something they're not good at?
What's that?
When you're walking and they come up behind you on the bike, they don't say, left. They don't.
And they surprise you?
And they don't ring the bell.
They don't ring your bells very often. So those are two things.
That's something I haven't noticed yet. So that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. And where do you park?
Where do I park? Yeah, wherever it's free. Free 99. That's my go-to.
All right, cool.
What's the parking ticket anywhere else you've ever been? Do you remember?
I honestly don't remember.
Like, what do you think would be in Bozeman?
Oh, my gosh. Everything in Bozeman's expensive.
How about Champaign?
I don't know.
Evansville, Indiana.
I don't remember.
Waterloo, Iowa.
I don't think they
Little
even
Rock,
had meters.
Arkansas.
I don't even know if they had meters there.
All right, Mac, we're through with you.
All right. We've done our little research, and the city doesn't fare well.
We're trying to
understandable.
Research. Yes. Farewell, so, Mac, let me ask this. So, the problem with Green Bay... Okay, and the people that come through NBC 26, not a bad thing, but they do a great job. Mm-hmm. They get a lot of exposure, and then they move.
Yeah.
Jim has a big thing about he thinks there's a brain drain in Green Bay. What needs to be done to keep young, talented people in Green Bay?
I mean,
why do they move?
I feel like if people have a connection to the area, that's going to be a big reason for them to want to stay. And I feel like if pay is pretty good, which our company is doing a really good job of increasing pay for reporters, because starting out, it's just ridiculous.
No matter where you go.
Oh, yeah. But the company that I work for is actually doing a pretty good job of that. So I've been happy about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think your money goes pretty far here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and housing's still expensive, but I think, you know, as a percent of your wage, it can be affordable.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we have to do, you know, we talked about this all decade class reunion to get people back here, you know, look at some of the things you just mentioned.
Yeah.
People, they haven't seen the city deck. I mean, you know, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool things going on here. But I think we have to start selling our weather. It is so damn hot, like in Nashville. I mean, and then Phoenix and... where people, and our weather here is, our winter, we had the most mild winter that we had in the last 126 years. So our weather here is pretty awesome.
Absolutely.
And I think we should start
the networks try
that.
Making it look worse.
I know what, totally.
I remember one year they used snowmobiles going down the Fox River, and the Fox River was open. It was open water. Nice. So they had in the can someplace.
Yeah, it's also funny coming from Jim, who complains about weather people all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Listen to me.
We got
to
talk about the weather. We got to talk about the weather.
But don't you think, I mean, because it's so hot some places, and it's like, you know, this whole global thing that's going on, and I don't know. I think we should start talking about
my
that
brother,
a little bit more.
Who lived in Tucson, the weather here. Tucson in the summers and go up to Marquette.
And
he loved it. Yeah.
When we were talking about, and then besides just the weather, I mean, we had just such a mild winter, and I think our summers aren't blazing hot. But we also stay away from some of this flooding and some of these tornadoes.
Oh, absolutely.
God.
Yeah. So I don't have to deal with alligators. I'm fine with that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Do you ever run into any rattlesnakes in Montana?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Did you really?
Oh yeah.
Tell me. Just stay away. So I'm a big rattlesnake guy.
Anytime that you're out walking your dog or anything like that, you just have to be careful because you'll see that, and I mean, your dog will go right after it.
Right.
You need to be careful. Yeah.
Well, what about grizzly bears?
I have seen bears. I've seen lots of elk, lots of moose. I've almost hit a moose with my car, so that's an experience.
Wow, that would do some damage.
Oh, yeah.
Have you gotten mountain hiking out there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah, Western Montana is beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you did see rattlesnakes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Lots in Eastern Montana. It gets pretty dry, so.
Are you allowed to shoot them, or do you have to just kind of let them do their thing?
I think you just kind of let them, I mean, you're not probably supposed to say you're doing it, but you do it, yeah.
The only thing we see is rabbits.
I get a feeling some guy working an oil rig out in outside of Bozeman, he sees a rattlesnake. That thing, life expectancy is going to be very good.
Yeah.
He's going to be wearing those rattles on his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look what I brought you, son.
Wow. All right. Well, it's really great having you on here. McLeod Hageman, NBC 26, Neighborhood Focus. Anything, I know you come back from vacation, there's usually like an old crap type of thing that you got to start covering, but I mean, anything big that you see happening right now, you got to jump right into?
But big right now, not necessarily. I've just been making calls the last couple of days and trying to set things up. So we'll see what happens.
Well, stick around at least for the draft, would you?
Oh, I'll be here for that.
Okay. I think this is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little worried about what's going to happen after the draft because I've talked to a few people
really?
That are working that are here, and it's like, I'm staying till after the draft. It's then what? So I don't know. I hope we don't have a
big
exodus.
Evacuation.
Not like that.
We're sticking around.
Anyway, that's great. Well, you guys are doing a great job. I just love the strategy you're taking on the neighborhood focus.
Yeah.
I think that's important to people.
You got great young reporters.
We've lost a lot of that with, just the media. And I think, that's what Johnny and I are trying to do here, too, is just, lean a little bit more local here. And there's a lot of good things going on and some challenges, but we got to just talk about it.
You know what, favor?
What's that?
Say the name of one of the people that you work with.
Perry Apostolakos.
Damn it. That's what I was going to say.
I tried so hard that night. You got it. I was not close at all.
Yeah.
Thought I'd stump you.
What did you say? How did you say it?
Perry.
Apostolakos.
Hey, that's close
enough.
That's
close.
Apostolakos.
She's Greek. So,
she's fun, man.
She's great. Yeah.
Hey, Mac, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All your young reporters that come in and visit with us, we just really enjoy it. They're awesome.
Yeah. Appreciate you.
Great. Keep it going. All right. We're going to start a quick break. Grant Soleski from the Wisconsin National Guard joins us next.
What's that, darling? How am I doing? Guess I'm doing all right, except I can't sleep.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for having Mac Hageman, NBC 26, joining us. Everyone we've brought in from NBC 26 has been nice, though.
Oh, yeah.
Just great young people.
And they're young.
Yeah, very young.
I mean, I can't
believe. How about our guy last week? We were talking about
Andrew Amuzu?
Yeah.
2001.
2001, he was born. Let's talk about something. Hey, Andrew, do you remember in 1989?
I was born
in 2001.
Yeah.
Got another. This has to be from Nikki Z.
It is.
T-Rats better be on your list of top things to do, you jerks. Wow, Nikki.
We're going to buy the book.
I'm actually working on getting her on the show, so.
That would be great.
That'd be great.
No. The author of the book.
Oh, the author. Okay, great. Okay, and that picture.
Doesn't Nikki work here?
Okay. So, the picture we have had up, I always say, please take that down.
I don't know why.
Look at my head. My head looks like a buffalo.
No, the general just said you look good on there.
It looks like a good picture. Buffalo. The general said no comment.
No, he said look.
He said no comment.
He said it looks good on there.
He said no comment.
Hey, you brought in, I just want to thank you before you get talking
Grant.
About.
Good morning.
This.
Grant, can I ask you a quick question first before he does this? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Do it.
For $100, who do you think can do more push-ups, me or him? You were my CrossFit coach. You tell me who you think can do more push-ups. $100 challenge between me and him.
Okay. The push-ups, though, need to be a standard.
Yes, we've talked about that.
So the Army
would cheat. I swear to God.
So the Army has the new standards. They're called hand-release push-ups. You start all the way down the ground, chest on the floor. We used to do them CrossFit.
Yeah.
If you remember, you probably conveniently forgot it.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so down. I'll start here.
Okay.
Push up.
Okay.
Push down, arms out, arms in. That's one rep.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
But they're standard now. So there's none of this like
right.
We were having like
down
a seizure.
Two inches,
like,
yeah.
So between the two of you,
yeah,
I would be willing to give a donation to whomever you guys want to the winner to go.
Okay.
But I don't know to pick it out. Like I think you both have the ability
to do one?
How can I?
Can you tell he's a recruiter?
I know.
I'm trying to be Switzerland right now. Straight up Switzerland.
We're checking out the arms. We're checking out the chest muscles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Checking out that picture.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, that didn't go well.
No, that
nothing has gotten really well.
Jim, I'm just going to do this to satisfy Mino. Mino, I think you'd have him by one.
Thanks, Grant. I do too. Okay. Would you bet on that?
Wink, wink. Yeah, I bet $100 donated to whomever.
Thank you.
Whatever charity.
Fine. Hey, we've had some great veteran type people on today, but we had. Are you friends with Jake Vandeplaastel, DC Farm for Vets?
I know.
What a program! What a program!
I don't know him.
And if you've got any a veteran or even active, they're putting in. They're going to put in 2 victory gardens for guys this year. If they've got the property, and they can put whatever size you want, up to 25 by 50 feet, they will till it. They will give you the seeds. They'll give you everything because they think that growing, getting your hands dirty, and even going barefoot, he said, in the soil is so therapeutic, you can't believe it.
Yeah, they call it grounding.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a thing.
They're very concerned about
what do you want?
This.
Come by your notepad. I want to write that name down.
Yeah. This suicide, right? Mm-hmm. They're just concerned about it. And as he said, and we've talked on the show before, is they say to, if you have a garden and a library, you're set for life. Those are the 2 things that can really, you know, bring you contentment. And that gardening thing is more than just getting outside and fresh air. It's really the whole planting a seed and seeing it grow and all
the
that.
The whole Mother Earth thing.
Yep. Whole Mother Earth thing.
Is.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. And then library is awesome because you can read anything you want. So.
Well, they say the richest people in the world have the biggest libraries, and the poorest have the biggest
teams. I've always wanted a library. I always wanted to build a library in my house. What?
So the richest have the biggest libraries.
I believe that.
And the poorest have the biggest TVs.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell us about these things you bought us, which is so amazing since I just started my new thing from Dennis from the Glam Band. My new Todd, what's it called?
One Day. Day one.
Kajava.
I drank like 4 of them yesterday.
Oh, all right. Day 2.
Kajavas.
So this.
Don't do that.
Why not?
Because Todd
was saying that. You don't want too much of that.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
This Chris.
Tell us about this thing you brought us.
Do you know this guy, John? Well,
no.
Chris Gronowski, he's the guy who invented it.
Okay.
The football.
Dude.
Who? He's a football player.
It was a football player.
NFL fullback.
Read it. It's on the back. It's on the
where?
And then he took this product. This is it's called an ice shaker. The football player, invented this. He went to Shark Tank. All 5 people on there wanted to invest. Like, that never happens. It's always like, I'm out. Or they throw them these unbelievable lowball offers. So
the bald guy always does that. I can't stand him. Kevin? I can't stand Kevin of the whole bunch.
He's my favorite.
Is really?
Yeah,
for
sure.
Anyway.
I like him mean.
Yes. But anyway, so Cuban went in on this.
Mark Cuban. Yeah, yes.
Doesn't he own, what basketball team does he own?
Dallas Mavericks.
Mavericks, yeah. That's right. This is awesome, and thank you for bringing me green. Did you know that was my favorite color?
I did. That's
thank
why
you for doing that. I mean, that was really awesome.
Yeah. Holds ice for over 30 hours in this cup?
No, they're legit.
Wow.
The Wisconsin Army National Guard does a heck of a job with getting good, what do you call it?
Merch.
Swag.
It used to be swag. Now it's merch.
I used to call it swag, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's not it. Like, no, it's swag.
But this is
so cool.
But it's a nice glass.
Anyway, thank you for this.
Thank you. I love it. It's actually the olive drab.
Yeah. I picked out the color just for you.
Yeah. Look at that.
Olive drab.
Look at that. These are awesome. Oh, man, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? Give me yours.
No.
Give me yours. Nope. No, listen to me. I'm going to do something nice.
I'm not going
to
get it back just like
that. I'm going to give it. I'm going to grab it. I swear. I will make your carved Java tomorrow and bring it in.
Bring it in and I'll pour it in.
Wow.
The trust.
See what I deal with here?
The trust.
Don't you guys
the trust is that.
Yeah, don't you guys.
It's very low. It's not up at all time.
And like boot camp, don't you guys do those trust things where somebody stands behind the person?
Mosh pit.
It's just like lay back and they'll catch you. Don't they do things like that?
I don't recall if they did it.
I blacked out most of it.
Did you do those exercise, those team building things? I hated those. You had to put the little pieces of paper, you had to like cross like a thing and with 3 people and who's going to step here. I just hated that stuff. Hated it.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Like here's 2 2-by-4s. Here's a bucket.
Right.
Get across from.
The only thing we did that was really, really cool was is rappelling wall. We're on Thompson Island out in Boston.
Okay.
That rappelling wall, that was pretty high. And the groups, you know, they assign the groups to you. And there was a lady in our group that was big. And she goes, I'll never get over that wall. And it's like, the guy says, yeah, she will.
Yep.
And
sure as heck.
It was a team effort. And she couldn't believe it. Yep. And then we went out after and just, everybody was just like partying. Mm-hmm. Anyway, those are cool things.
Mm-hmm. including the partying.
Exactly. Did you ever have to run down a rappelling wall? I was watching a thing with the Army Rangers in training where they have the rope and they run straight down. That looks scarier than hell.
Yep. So that's like five levels up
from
what your basic gets. So everyone, when we go to basic training, everyone's got to go down the rappel wall.
Right. How high is that?
What the?
Well, you had to say Norbert, right?
50 feet, 75 feet, maybe 100 feet. I don't think 100.
I think ours was like 40.
Whatever. It's tall enough to make your butt pucker.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And we go up there, we climb up, and then we practiced a few times on like short, like little 6 foot, 10 foot walls. And then, we just go down it, but we don't run down it. We hold our breath and make sure we don't let go of the rope.
Go down, huh?
And then, go down. It's a pretty awesome experience, though. It's a game.
Soleski, Wisconsin. Army National Guard joining us.
How's the recruiting going? How are we doing?
It's going fine.
Good.
Good. Yeah. Again, there's that 1% out there that's going to join no matter what. Speak into the microphone.
Exactly.
I got it.
But it's one of those things that you hear sometimes that recruitment is down. But when I talk to you guys, it's never an issue.
I tell you what. The media likes to tell us a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, I know.
No offense to the media. But they tell us what they want the public to hear. Yes. Are the numbers, I believe, the retention is down currently, but building back up to keeping the soldiers that we have in boots boots.
I will say one thing. There was about a 5 or 6 years period where people were getting deployed and coming home and catching their breath and getting deployed and catching their breath. And it was a pretty stressful time for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, the National Guard over the next, what do they say? 5-6 years, like 60% of our force, we are going to be deployed. We are the primary reserve combat force, the United States Army. We get to go do lots of stuff.
When did
that
happen?
Not quite. So I would say the last 10 years or so.
Okay. Because like Vietnam, there were hardly any National Guard or anything. But now for these wars that we've dealt with, National Guard was front and center.
Yeah. So right now there's no like active war that we're fighting.
Right.
Right. So all your active elements they're prepping for war. That's what their job. Like their number one job is to be prepared for war. That isn't our job. We have two jobs. Rebuild, like Green Bay, Wisconsin, every state, like our communities are our number one job. Our second job is to help the Army when they need. So there's base security. There's all sorts of different missions that are out there constantly needing to be done.
Convoy security.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, so that is where we come in. And that's where we get to actually go and we get the experience being in the military and then come home and experience life.
But it's domestic. I mean, you're like, you might go down to Ohio.
No, we go out in Afghanistan. We have.
I thought you just said that. Okay.
So our number one job is the state, but we're also the backup reserve combat force of the United States Army.
Okay.
So
were in Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait,
every war since.
But when they talk about bringing you guys to the border, bringing you to Ohio or something, they call the governor and the governor deploys you?
Correct. The governor is, so every state, their governor is there.
Your unit has been to the border. Remember that?
A while ago.
Yeah, but I remember they were there.
Yeah, so.
It wasn't long after they came back from Navistar mission in Kuwait, Iraq.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to say about 2007.
Yep, so that would have been before my time.
Yeah.
Remember, I joined as an old
man. Yeah. How was that joining when you were a little bit older?
It's horrible.
Was it really?
It's the best decision I ever made, but so I went there I went to basic training as a 35-year-old man. I went to Fort Benning, Georgia, for infantry, and I was there with a whole bunch of 18-year-old young men who all hated their fathers. Okay. I was their father's age, and they put me in charge right away.
Wow.
Like, the moment I got there, like, drill sergeants, because I was old, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he knows what he's doing. And I knew nothing more than the
any
guy
kid
to my left or to my right.
Wow. But,
yeah, so it was
wow.
I learned how to handle 18 and 19-year-old people, though, real quick. Because,
but, you know, you were in such shape, being a CrossFit guy.
Sure.
That brings some respect with it in the military, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
yeah. And it helped my mental ability.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, they saw something in you. It wasn't just because you were old. I mean, I think you probably have seen a lot and disciplined.
Possibly. But at the same token, like, oh, old guy, we can get out of here early and let him take charge.
Yeah, but I mean, if it was an old fat guy, they wouldn't have allowed that.
Maybe not.
No, we wouldn't have got it.
No, you and I would be like,
we'd be like, what?
Go stand behind those 18-year-old kids.
So you said it was horrible.
It wasn't
you
horrible.
Said
not, I, like,
oh, you just, yeah,
I just
sarcastic.
Say that.
Okay, because you said it was the best decision you made.
Yeah, so it was, there were moments, right? All decisions we make, we second guess it, we laugh about it, whatever. So right off the bat, it was obviously a struggle a little bit, but as I further got into it and understood that going to basic training was a necessary step to get to where I wanted to be, And I wanted to be in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. I wanted to be an infantryman. I wanted to do whatever they did. And so going to basic training, like I, there were many nights I was walking back to the bus at 02 and full of mud and sopping wet. And I look up at the moon and laugh and get on the bus and get back to the barracks and back up at 05.
Can I ask you how you got your CIB?
Yeah, it was the first mission we had in Afghanistan. We were just about to step off, and we ended up getting mortared.
Wow.
Yeah, it was...
Which part was that?
Ghazni.
Ghazni?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was,
How long have you been in? 35-year... What?
Going on 11 years.
11, this year. See, I was going to guess 12. Tell me some of your... What was rewarding? I mean, I think people... I think they think if they're 30 years old, it's not an option. And you, so, is it?
35 is like the
cutoff.
Technically cutoff age. But 40 you can do it. The biggest thing is if you are any like under 40 or 40 and below, as long as you're able to get 20 years of service in, you need to be able to have the ability to get that 20 years so you have the ability to get the insurance and all that stuff, the retirement benefits. But yeah, you can join. Like we need... So
I'd be 87. You think that would work?
Yep, you're out.
Right. What do you need?
We need men and women of adult age. Like we, so the coolest thing about me joining old was I got to my unit and I speak about all these young people, but the older we get, we don't hang out with young people anymore. They're on one side of the fence. We're on the other side of the fence. We do our things. And once you get to go hang out with them and be part of them, so you get two elements of it. You get to be part of the crowd, with the young crowd, and you get to use your mentorship and your life skills and your life knowledge that you've had from the last however many years and share that with them and help build your soldiers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Kurt, we're going to let you do a recruiting pitch when we come back, okay?
Yeah, oh, sure. A little bit more. I think this is awesome.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
I think people, I think Peter Chisholm is out there. And I.
Oh, it's there.
Okay.
It's 100% there. We just got to remember it.
Tell your story.
It's in all of our guts.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Grant Soletsky, Wisconsin Army National Guard, joining us in the house. Back right after this.
Spent some more love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Cross this lonely bed. Of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here in a good looking morning. Grant Soletsky, Wisconsin Army National Guard, is joining us. Okay, Grant, let's say you got a couple of recruits here, a couple of specimens that you think would look good in the camo of the National Guard. What would you tell them?
First off, how old are you?
20.
What's your height and weight?
5'9".
That was a joke.
Something.
I know what it is.
All right.
Looks good though. You look qualified.
You know what? I still remember I was 211 when I worked out with you guys. I lost 10 pounds doing that. I was 221 and went down to 211 when I was doing the CrossFit.
You know what we need to do? What? Just before my guard pitch?
Yeah.
Why don't we start working out together again?
All right.
There you go.
CrossFit Green Bay all day long. We'll go over there. We'll go for 1 hour a day.
Because I can't do some of those things. I cannot.
Is such a horrible word.
I can't do those rings.
Then don't do the rings.
All right. Hang on. Yeah, I thought you were going to do my commercial for
me. Come on. Pella Windows and Doors, Grant.
Forget it. You blew your chance here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Get zero interest up to 60 months with no money down and equal payments. Offer ends 8/31. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today for great windows and doors.
We love Pella.
I have Pella in my house.
Do you? Isn't that good stuff?
From way back
stuff.
In the day, yeah.
Well, they've lasted, right? I mean, those windows and doors.
Last forever.
What's really becoming big is people are re-looking at their doors because it's such a welcome mat now.
Yeah.
You know, you might drive by the house and say, but these doors and with the etched glass and just different styles. And the other cool thing, I didn't tell you this, that on the door, when you lock your door, it's like two locks.
Oh, is that? You got two locks?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
One, you turn one key, but
I think
it's
this
two
color
locks.
Would be a good looking door.
Yeah.
This all a drab. I like it.
I think houses nowadays are more of that drab look.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But the most popular, believe it or not, the most popular door is black.
Black?
That's the
black
said.
Doors? Right. I have a black door.
Do you?
So do I.
Yeah, we just got it. We redid our house like 2 years ago.
Said that is the hottest color going. Door.
And it's hot, too.
Yeah.
In summer.
Yeah. But that stuff looks great. Yeah, we love that.
So, Grant, what are you telling kids that you want to get signed up?
All right. So the first thing I do is I always ask them, you guys, what do you want to do? Like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And most don't know.
Right.
I know what I wanted to be when I was 17, a kid.
Yeah.
Now, and I've successfully completed that. But I ask them what they want to do, and then the college question. You want college? They're like, yep. And the mass majority wants college, no matter what. Like, just blindly, I want to go get a bachelor's degree. Not that you need it, because it's one of those things, but whatever. So your average cost of college these days, UW-Madison undergrad, about $112,000 when it's all said and done. $112,000 for a bachelor's degree.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're going to be paying that for the next... 20, 30 years, $500, $600.
I've got a son.
With all that said, that's not a bad deal. It compared to other schools, right? You look at University of Chicago, you look at Drake.
Yep, statewise. You know,
I have kids who went to school. I think Wisconsin is the best deal out there.
No.
$125,000 a year?
I won't disagree with you on that.
Yeah, Jim, why are you doing
like,
this?
I agree with
if
it.
I was,
just saying,
if I was him, I'd say... John, would you have your dad go to a different room so I could talk to you?
No, I wouldn't.
He's a bully.
But you can save.
Yes, I told you.
No, I was talking about you.
But you can save that money. I want to get to that. I think
that's great.
All right. I'm working with
that. So, yes.
He's working his way to it.
I love it. So, regardless, like, it's just a lot of money. Like, we wouldn't give any kid a $100,000 loan just to get a loan.
Right.
But we do it for college.
Right.
So the way we do it, like, you want to go to college, you're going to have a part-time job. You're going to have to pay this extra money. Like, you're going to have to do it. And you're going to be working 3 to 5 days during the week while you're trying to do this school thing, trying to make ends meet. With us, like, hey, you pick a job. We have 70 different jobs. You can be a mechanic. You can be a field medic. You can be an infantryman. Let's go 11 Bravo. You can be, like, tons of different things. Chaplain's assistant, human resource, paralegal. Take this part-time job. And we're going to pay, we're the only reserve element in the state of Wisconsin that pays 100% for your college education.
Wow.
We pay 100% of tuition up to UW-Madison's rate. So La Crosse, Eau Claire, Milwaukee, NETC, whatever. We pay 100%. Okay. You serve 1 week in a month, quote, on the 1 weekend. Sometimes it's 3 days, 4 days, whatever.
Right, sure.
But it is what it is. You serve that, and then we will pay your tuition. Now, that's just a tuition. So that's like $50,000. Like Madison, like I said, it's like 112 when it's all said and done. So it's room and board and books and all that type of stuff. So we have a couple different things. We have the Montgomery GI Bill, which is a $489 a month tax-free stipend for, 8 semesters of school. Every month you get that while you're fully enrolled in school. Then we have a GI Bill kicker. You do well in your ASVAB, that test that you have to take to get in. Another $350. So between the GI Bill, Montgomery GI Bill kicker, and the drill pay, you're looking at $1,100 a month of income while you're in school for that 1 week in a month. So you go to basic training, job training, get your thing, whatever, come home with like $12,000 to $15,000 in your bank account, go to college, bust your butt during the year, use that GI Bill and GI Bill kicker, don't work, do your thing, come summertime, do your two-week drill, and then work your butt off. Go find a job, go find a landscaping job, just something you can work 70 hours a week, refill your piggy bank, and wash, rinse, repeat through 4 years of college. And then by the time you're done with college, you got 2 years to go on your contract, and you're out. And you're debt free. You have this piece of paper. You possibly have like $20,000 to $30,000 in your bank account. Go do you.
Can I just say one more thing? That's phenomenal. That's absolutely fantastic. The only, I don't want to even say negative. Okay. There's nothing negative about that. But then when you do get the young people and they're going to reenlist and you guys give a great bonus.
$20,000 to reenlist.
It would break my heart though when I talk to those kids. I remember being over. Hey, Mr. Ryan, I want to see the new truck I'm buying with my, I want to see the new Harley. Yep. And I'm thinking, if somebody would give me $15,000, $20,000, I would invest that so well. I'd put it in the bank. I would.
And we try to tell them, but the cool thing is they've earned the right to be able to go buy that stupid purchase.
And they love
18,
it.
19, 20 years old. They have the right to go do it.
I know. But as a 50, 60 year old looking at that, it's like, what I could do with that. Yeah. Nikki Z.
Morning, sunshine.
What's up, sister?
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Hey, I couldn't help but listen to the show as I was preparing to work this morning and heard you guys eat the corn on the cob.
Raw.
Great.
Thank
for
you.
Radio, by the way. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Our ASMR numbers through the roof.
Outstanding.
With that.
I don't know what they are.
ASMR? What's
that?
Auditory, where you're
listening and stuff. Okay.
So then I couldn't help but think that you guys might need some dental placards.
Oh, yeah.
You
those
need
are
floss.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I like those things.
And so brought you some grin, some placards.
That is cool because that.
He had it all over his face.
I couldn't.
Todd, sure. I did. Admit it. He had it all over his face. And his shirt.
I know. I gotta go change my shirt.
Yeah.
Grant.
I'm dangerous to eat with.
What a.
It's okay.
Are you going to talk to Grant? You got to get Grant as one of our sponsors.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
Yo.
Grant.
Yes.
You and I are neighbors.
We are.
Yeah.
Really? In West Cape Here?
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
Right?
I don't.
I'm the house at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Are you really?
Yeah.
100%. Which one?
Her husband has license plates that say,
yeah, no way.
T-Rats Rock.
I'm the worst neighbor ever.
Oh, I know who you are.
5:35 okay, I know. Tonight, no. Game one.
All right.
Are you going down?
I'm here, bud.
All right. You look lovely, by the way. Can I say that? I mean, look at you. You're looking all like professional radio salesperson going out and there making some pitches.
Employable. Very employable.
Grant, thanks for being here,
thank
buddy.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We
as
want
always,
you back.
I will be back.
Todd, great work. Jim. What?
Country Music Day, man. That was fun.
Country
I really
music
enjoyed
day
that.
Is awesome.
That was a good time.
Fantastic.
All right.
Todd's the best.
He
call
is.
Nikki. Buy some spots. Back after this. No, we're done.
No, we're done, man.
All right, goodbye.